Hello, everybody. How everybody doing? I hope everybody is doing well. I want to touch on a subject. I'm jumping off actually from my norm here, and I'm sure everybody's already heard. Everybody know and understand the news of what's going on surrounding the O.J. Simpson situation. Obviously, O.J. Had lost his life due to cancer and everything. But the interesting thing is that, you know, all of the controversy that has been that has sparked surrounding, you know, his death. And, you know, and obviously, you know, you got, you know, a divide in opinions as to, you know, their feelings regarding him being gone and everything and the past controversial situation as far as him being acquitted for, you know, the double murder and everything. And this is not to take OJ's side or anything like that or anybody's side in the matter of the situation. What happened was obviously was a horrible situation, and that definitely shouldn't have happened to those two individuals. And I'm not to say OJ actually was guilty for those scenarios, because he obviously was, you know, acquitted in that. And however, everybody's definitely going to have their opinions as to, you know, what you know, people, a lot of people may want to say where there's usually smoke, there's fire, and that could be the case. However, what I want to talk about, and you hear me speak all the time as far as like speaking, is diversity. And, you know, and I preach diversity, and I'm a firm believer in diversity and people, you know, being treated fairly and everything across the board. And I think if everybody was treated that way, the world would definitely be a better place. And you know, and I was one of the first ones to basically you know, speak on this issue regarding at the time when I felt it, when OJ was acquitted. I remember being at a work at this place I was working at. I won't mention the name, but and it, we were on break and everybody was just kind of glued to the TV and stuff. And when OJ verdict it came down, you know, you could see the divide in a room. And it wasn't all you know, one race felt one particular way. I obviously say on both sides you had diverse opinion. However, you could see the expression on one side, how everybody was very happy, and on the other side everybody was you know, kind of in disbelief, mouth, you know, was wide open. They were, you know, hands on their face in disbelief. But again, and I also want to reiterate the fact that, you know, you had people from both races on both sides. So it wasn't like completely divided. But the thing about it, the interesting thing about it is I remember, you know, also when the Rodney King situation took place, and we, you know, and everybody remember that vivid video of one of the truck drivers who, the Reginald Denning, who actually was going through the area at that particular time and was pulled out of his truck and was beaten and stuff. And this guy had absolutely nothing to do with anything. But aside from that, there was many people that were killed, many people that were injured during that situation. And what you have to do is you have to go to the beginning of what sparked this situation. And, you know, obviously, you know, the verdict there was, you know, that allowed the officers to be, you know, to be let off for what was blatantly caught on camera in the beating of Rodney King. It was quite obvious. I mean, I think this guy has several skull fractures, you know, knocked out teeth. He was beating a Pope. I mean, you know, and that video was very, very telling. And then, you know, the history of, you know, the indifferences between the citizens and the LAPD obviously was not very good, you know, in the past. And obviously, most of you guys remember, you know, the NWA and, you know, movement where everybody basically was like, you know, F the police, F the police. There was a lot of history with, you know, citizens not trusting the police. And, you know, with that being said, and then to see this video come out of this man being beaten, you know, like he was, you know, we're talking, you know, four officers just, you know, I was like, you know, I was feeling pain in my legs and knees as I was seeing this guy get beat to a pulp like he was. And so obviously, you know, since the death of OJ, you know, a lot of people have spoke on how they felt that, you know, this was payback and stuff like that. I hate to use that word, you know, as payback, particularly in a situation where, you know, somebody felt like they was doing, you know, was wronged or whatever, because obviously God definitely has the last say and everything. But the thing about it is that, like, you know, with there being so much distrust for officers and a lot of communities and things like that, and you know, the how the riots took place and everything like that. Now, particularly, you know, with OJ at the time being, you know, wealthy over, you know, a lot of African-American males and everything, I don't really think that really mattered to most. Everybody knew that, you know, hey, you know, he had more money, but he you know, that wasn't always the case. And he was, and one thing I can say about OJ was OJ was not, obviously, he wasn't racist, obviously. You know, he wasn't biased, he wasn't racist or whatever. You know, now whether he had a temper or whatever, okay, he may have had a temper or whatever and stuff. But one thing for sure, he was not a racist individual. And a lot of this situation, it was sparked out of racism. And when you go back to the history of racism, you have, you know, where you have African-American people being lynched, you know, because of, you know, their color. We have situations where Black people have been found lynched, and officers, police officers are quick to rule it suicide. And that's just something, let me tell you, that's just something Black people don't do. They don't hang themselves by trees, you know, committing suicide, particularly when they understand the history surrounding Black people. Then you get officers who instantly come on the scene and they rule these situations, you know, as if it was something that they did, you know, to themselves, and they always rule, in which I do believe a lot of these cases need to go reopened and stuff. I do believe a lot of these cases need to be reopened and restudied and stuff, and find out what actually happened. Now, and the thing is, now when I say that, now OJ, in my opinion, was found innocent because of the fact that you yet have another cop on trial you know, I mean, who was supposed to have been a witness, obviously, for the prosecution. And he's on his trial now. When he uses the N-word, when he uses that word, that is so general. So when you have like jurors who basically felt that, you know, that OJ was innocent based off the fact that you got a cop who's up there who is using the N-word. So when he's using this N-word, he is basically, you know, when he has used the N-word in the past, and he is basically was referring to anyone who was potentially black. And so he's not just speaking of OJ, he's speaking of Johnny Cochran. Although Christopher Darden was on the prosecution side, he's speaking of Christopher Darden. He's speaking of the jurors. You know, this is a pretty general statement when he was using, I think, in the context in which he was using the word, the N-word. He's speaking of everybody that is pretty much black. And so there was so much distrust in this situation. You know, this is something that African-American males have African-American people have seen go down over and over and over again. So there is a lack of trust. There is a lack of trust. There's a lack of frustration. And when I speak about issues, I spoke about these issues within the trucking industry. You see it within the trucking industry a lot as well. Biases against African-American people. And you also see it against women. You know what I mean? So I'm not just saying that anybody, I say that mostly everybody deserves the right to be treated fair. And if you go back and listen to any of my podcasts, you know, I speak on diversity and being treated fairly all the time. And what I want to say is, you know, and everybody, you can go on for days to OJ's guilt or not guilt. I think OJ would have ultimately been convicted if we lived in a society where there was trust. If there was trust and there wasn't so much taintedness that was put out there, revolving around police and obviously those vivid videos and even things that we see as of today with, with the recent situation of George Floyd and the countless situations where individuals was killed, you know, by police. With that lack of trust, you know, how can you expect for someone not to believe that the intent of officer like, you know, was it Mark Furman, the Furman guy? How could you not believe that there was some type of setup involved? Now, and then people will argue that, okay, those jurors, they were wrong. They were wrong. You know, they should be, you know, held liable and all this and everything like that. You have scenarios where people were killed by cops and they were let off. And you go back all the way back to a case that still resonates today. Is the Emmett Till situation. You know, Emmett Till was just a kid. And again, this is not to justify anything that happened with, Ronald Goldman and Nicole Simpson, because anytime you lose a child or whatever, it's going to be painful. And no matter what the circumstances is, whether, you know, right or wrong, that's your child. And no matter the case, you're going to, you know, you're not going to have any, you know, love for the perpetrator, period. Now, again, people have to be a little bit open-minded to these situations, because you have, and now, whether a lot of people believed OJ was guilty or not, you have, a guy who basically came out, because let's just face it, a lot of times if you are, you know, dealing with someone of the opposite race, you have people that will, within a race, will say, just because you're dealing with the opposite race, we have to disown you, or we don't want to deal with you, or we'll cut you off, or you are not worthy. You know, like, that to me is another sign of ignorance, in my opinion, because you have people who actually hate other people just because of their color. That doesn't make them any better than OJ, because you have that hate in your heart, period, from the beginning of time, when nothing has never even occurred. You know, you already have this animosity. Now, me, I believe in diversity, and I said it over and over again before all of this came about. I don't have an issue with people dating outside they race. In fact, I encourage it, because it gives you insight. You know what I mean? Because there's things about, you know, there's things about my, you know, own race I would not like, and there's things about other races I don't like, you know, and I mean, it's just period. But I love who I am. I love who I am. That, you know what I mean? Everybody should love who they are. But as far as feeling like I should be limited to date outside my race, no, I don't think nobody should. In fact, I think it's complete ignorance to even feel that way, to be honest with you. I think it's all preference. I think who you love, and who you and who loves you, and who treats you good, and, you know, that's my take on it, period. And the situation with Emmett Till, you know, those jurors did not convict those individuals because of their race. They didn't do it because of their race. They didn't convict them. Do you think that there was an all-black jury up there when that happened to Emmett Till? Did those gentlemen would have walked? And then on top of it, the lady who basically lied and stuff, the lady who basically brought this on. This is a situation that's been going on for decades, and you can't just ignore that. The situation that happened in the riots that happened in LA, that came from frustration. That came from years and decades of frustration and seeing people of color being mistreated. You even get that in, like, jobs daily. And again, if you listen to some of my podcasts in the past, I speak on human resource issues within companies and discrimination. Discrimination for people to sit there and not act like what happened in the O.J. Simpson case, the verdict and him being acquitted, for them to sit there and say that they couldn't draw a connection to what happened to Rodney King. You're either living under a rock or you just refusing to see the reality of it because you're so stuck in your world. You're so stuck with this mentality that what happened to Rodney King should have happened and was supposed to happen. However, what happened with an acquittal of OJ, that shouldn't have happened. Because you failed to be open-minded and look at the cause and effect to situations. You know, black people are actually some of the most, generous people in the world. They really are. They actually, despite all the things that have occurred to them, they're still very trusting and they're still very kind and they still are considerate of other people. They are. And black people are not biased by any means. You would ask most black people, they don't have a issue with dating outside their race. They don't have an issue with, you know, with you dating outside your race. They don't feel that type of animosity. They don't feel that way. Most of them just don't feel that way. You know, they just don't have an issue with it. It's not something that affects them like that. You know, it's just all about who makes you happy. But the point that I'm trying to make is that people have to understand how we got here, how we got to a situation as to where, you know, OJ would probably felt compelled that he would have been convicted if he would have, and if he did commit this crime, because he knows that we live in a society that is not biased, that is not where race is like, you know, not an issue. Or let me say that Johnny Cochran would have felt compelled to not go down that aisle if he felt that we live in a society that had ethics, that had morals, that had value. He wouldn't have felt compelled, but him himself being an attorney has witnessed this type of behavior out of the opposite race. And these are the things that spark these type of, this type of animosity. And we've seen it over and over again where people cops who have gotten off for doing heinous things, you know? And I always preach diversity. I believe nobody should be discriminated against in no kind of way. And again, we see it all the time. At some point, their minds are programmed to believe and to think and to know that there's no good people. It's going to be a biased verdict. It's going to be racism. It's going to be all that. Black people deal with racism every day in the workplace, every day. They're met with some type of racism, some type of profiling every day. Some type of adverse opinion just because of their race. So when you get that and you have people feeling a certain way because they're living this, the disparity in credit, the disparity in lending, you know, the disparity in job promotions, the disparity in everything. Even when we talk about just culture in general, the disparity in people who may just agree with minorities or black people, there's an adverse opinion about them as well. So the very people who like feel that this situation, OJ's death or whatever, you know, in the situation that actually did, you know, the conversation surrounding his death more so. Everybody to speak on this situation has to look at the situation as how we got here. Because of the lack of trust and because of the... Now, don't get me wrong. You do have a lot of people who are Caucasian and who white males and female who sees the indifferences. And my hat comes off to them because they're able to see the indifferences. However, there is still a mistreating and disparity in a lot of economic situations. You know, people can be on a job, African-American males or women can be on a job longer than someone else and have more ability to do that job. But they will get outed faster from their counterparts just because they don't want to see them succeed, regardless of their abilities. It happens all the time. Now, now, regardless of what Emmett Till may have done as far as whistling at a... He obviously found her to be attractive. And we're talking about a little boy, charismatic child who had the ability to notice that this lady was attractive. And if he did whistle at her, that is innocent. I mean, I would be and it's really irrelevant. But I mean, like, I don't understand. That was innocent. We're talking about a kid whose face was disfigured beyond recognition. And you had to sit there and watch this mother grieve the way she grieved. And this story resonates all the way up till today and has been reignited now, basically because of the OJ situation. So many other situations have been ignited because of OJ's passing. It brings up the topic on race and discrimination in this country. People have to look in the mirror first before they start judging from a glass house. And they only want to look at the right and the wrong from their perspective. They don't want to look at the right and the wrong from other people's perspective. You know, it would have literally kept, if we lived in a decent society where people wasn't like the way that they were and have their opinions based on skin color, again, Johnny Cochran would not felt compelled to even go down that road, but he knew what we was dealing with. He knew what was going on. He knew the racial tension and the divide that was brought on by police. That was brought on by policing. Look how many like wrongful murders that we have seen by police since Rodney King. Look how many murders that was brought on since Rodney King by police. So I think if anybody wants to be angry about what happened, and again, I hate the fact that what happened to Ronald Goldman and Nicole Simpson. If anybody want to blame anybody, blame the police. Blame the people who, and again, I'm not saying all police are bad, but I'm simply saying that we know what has been captured on video. We know what has been captured in the past with police. We know what sparked the riots and all the people that died in LA. We know what sparked all that. All that was sparked out of a situation that stemmed from something the police did. Now, those police, they should have been convicted. They should have been convicted. They should have served time in prison. And that's what people should have been able to see. Because if that would have happened, if Rodney King would have gotten justice at the time when all that occurred, OJ would have went to prison. Hands down. OJ would have went to prison for what he done. Or for what he allegedly done, because I have no proof that OJ did what he did. I'm just saying. But they would have probably been felt compelled to actually convict him, because there would have been some trust there. Then for a officer to get up on the stand and to say what he said and to lie that he didn't use the word, the N-word. He was talking to a race of people. He was not just talking to and about OJ. He was talking to a group of people who didn't look like him. So ultimately, that was another case of that ignited what happened in the riots. They're in the people that are just sitting up there blaming OJ for what occurred, because or blaming people on the jurors for not convicting him. Go back to all the people who was not convicted for doing something to black people who were let off just because they were white. And they were judged by people who was white. I mean, the results is to be expected. You can't act surprised by what occurred when you know the history. What it is people choose to ignore the facts of what actually happened and why we are here today dealing with the same issues, discrimination, people favored over other people when it comes to jobs, you know, the despair in jobs, which is going to lead to despair of economic situations, which is going to lead to, you know, despair of promotions, of despair of better life, despair of loans, lending. Those are the type of things, like when you put a black person in a juror, they already are, their minds are already in despair because they are constantly living it or know somebody who is living it or know somebody who has lived it. And now, when we go back to the situation that, like, even with Trayvon Martin, this was a kid. Although Trayvon was killed, I believe Zimmerman, I believe he was Mexican or whatever. But, you know, even though it was predominantly a white juror that allowed him to walk. And this was a black kid that was just going home. Didn't even live with his dad. He was visiting. And this is somebody who wanted to play a cop. Then you go to the situations, the Kyle Rittenhouse, I believe his name was. This kid kills people out there wanting to play a cop. Favored by officers. Kill people. Gets up there, fake cry. Everybody know he's guilty. He gets off. People are failing to realize the trauma of what black people have been seeing over decades. Now all these people are coming out with, oh my God, finally OJ's dead, blah, 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 this and that and that and that. Okay, I get their perspective, but it's wrong. The man was found innocent, you know, based on tainted things that a dirty cop did. And his perspective and his honest opinion and perspective on black people prior to what happened with Rodney King and the riots in which black people seen what occurred on video. Do you think if them cops knew that somebody was actually videotaping them, you think they would have continued to do what they was doing? And they did not get convicted in doing that. So I think people just need to look at, you know, how we got here. I think people need to look at everything surrounding. There's a cause and effect to everything. And in most cases, and by no means, I'm not biased by anybody. I feel like if a white man is mistreated, I feel like, you know, the perpetrator, if he's black, he needs to go to jail, period. I feel like if a black man is mistreated, you know, perpetrator's white, he needs to go to jail, period. You know? In this situation, whether OJ was guilty or not, I think the cause of everything else prior to is the him being acquitted was the effect. And then everybody want to only act surprised of the effect. You know, not the cause. And that's where people need to start. If you, to being a decent human being, I mean, what? Michael Jackson said it best. Start with the man in the mirror. In order to make the place a better place, you got to make that change. One of the most underrated mantras of a song. It starts with you. It starts with you. Everybody, and again, speaking of Michael Jackson, everybody wanted to try to criticize, you know, that man for basically, in my opinion, I felt would just had a pure heart and really just missed out on like a childhood. And he was just a man kid because he was forced into, you know, giving up his childhood to have a career as a musician and give everybody great music. And yet you had so many people who was after this guy. And he was found innocent of any wrongdoing. But this is another example of living in America today. This is another prime example how everybody wanted to crucify him. And he was found innocent. But you still had people wanted to crucify him. That is so wrong. And when you watch it, and everybody is particularly as black people who has had to deal with the justice system, they like to kill that man because you would see this man was coming to court and in his trial in his pajamas could barely walk because so many people has taken so much out of him and was coming after him that he couldn't take it, that this man was being eaten from inside. You was killing this man's spirit. And I was like, I felt bad for Michael Jackson. I'm not gonna lie. Cause in my heart, I felt like he really didn't do anything wrong. I felt like he knew better. I think he came from a God-fearing family, and I think that he valued his mom, and I think they had a brotherhood amongst his brothers, and he had sisters and his siblings. He came from a good family. There was just blue-collar, hard-working people and stuff, and I just think Michael Jackson knew better than to harm a kid. I think he came from a loving family. And I don't think I don't think he would have disappointed Katherine Jackson in that manner. And he definitely wasn't biased. You go to Michael Jackson shows, it was nothing filled but just, you know, the opposite race. Although black people love Michael Jackson a great deal, it was like, you know what I'm saying, I think most of Brian could afford his concerts and stuff, you know. But at the same time, though, he wasn't biased. He was about togetherness and bringing people together. And the thing about it is you have people out there who don't want that. You have people out there who really want to be divisive. You have people out there who really want to be divisive and not bring people together. But they tried to crucify him. And this man was coming to court and barely could walk and had to have people hold him up because I can imagine the lack of sleep that he was getting, carrying this enormous amount of stress on his back because he probably couldn't fathom the idea that people could be so cruel. That's what I got out of that Michael Jackson case. That people was just being so, as hard as this man worked, as hard as he did to give everybody, as hard as he worked to get everybody entertainment and get for all them years and give up his childhood to give people entertainment. They couldn't even have enough decency to give this man respect. And there's a lot of people who was, his own race on the other side who was after this man because they also was part of the problem, who didn't want to bring people together. So, again, my heart goes out to, obviously, the Goldman family and everything like that. Nobody should never have to witness what they witnessed. But at the same time, though, it is bigger than O.J. It's bigger than O.J. Simpson. The situation is so much bigger than O.J. Simpson. And it goes back decades. People have to start being a little bit more open-minded. And people can be held accountable and be looked at as being, you know, not worthy just for having bigot or having a bigot mentality. One thing I could say, again, O.J. obviously was not a racist. The officers were racist. Michael Jackson was not a racist. You know, he married Priscilla Presley. He adopted kids that didn't look like him. But we live in a society of people who wants to carry on this tradition of being bigots. And they need to open their minds and open their hearts and be able to look at what happened to Emmett Till. Nobody has ever spoke on the fact that Emmett Till was a kid who was also deserving of living his life and growing to be old. And his mother should never have witnessed what she witnessed in his death. And those perpetrators should have been convicted for what they did to a little black kid. He hadn't even begun to experience any of the life or any portions of the life that Ronald Goldman and Nicole Simpson got to experience. He didn't even get that opportunity. But yet you had an all-white jury who acquitted those men on murdering this kid. This is A1, y'all. I appreciate y'all listening to me. I always talk about diversity and fairness and stuff. Usually my issues is on the trucking business, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in my next episode. I definitely want to touch on some issues regarding that. This A1, peace out. I appreciate y'all listening to me. Diversity always, fairness, eliminate discrimination. Peace out. Love y'all. Peace.